Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Rise to Greatness, Abraham Lincoln and America's Most Perilous Year, by David Vondrelli, performed by Robertson Dean. Prologue. So much was all compressed. The year began with a day so warm and fine that only the calendar said January. There would be few pleasant moments in 1862, but New Year's Day in Washington, D.C. was one of them. Everyone was out enjoying the sunshine that morning, women in demure bonnets, men wishing they had left their overcoats at home, children dodging and shouting. The dusty streets of the half-built city were filled with people making their way toward the White House, where by tradition the president threw open the doors on the first day of each year. Never had there been so large a crowd. The Capitol had doubled in size in the previous 6 months and was rapidly doubling again as young men by the tens of thousands poured into Washington to join the Army of the Potomac. In April 1861, when war broke out between North and South, the entire U.S. Army numbered about 16,000 men, spread in little garrisons across the continent. By November, nearly five times that number, some 75,000 troops, could be mustered in a single field outside Washington for a presidential review. The ranking U.S. general planned to lead a column of more than a quarter of a million troops against the rebellious South. Everywhere one looked in the Capitol, there were soldiers and more soldiers, brimming with zeal, eager for action, ignorant of war. They filled camps covering miles of hillsides in all directions. By day, the untested warriors marched and drilled, or cut logs and dug trenches to ring the Capitol with forts and firing pits. By night, some crowded into slapdash saloons and boarding house brothels. This instant army, like a great magnet, attracted regiments of merchants, job seekers, journalists, do-gooders, adventurers, spies, thieves, and would-be war contractors. A dull, swampy city was transformed in weeks into an overcrowded hive of patriotism, opportunism, and paranoia. On the New Year's first morning, multitudes packed themselves into the blocks around the Executive Mansion, flowing down wooden sidewalks and dirt streets onto Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington's only paved thoroughfare. There, the clip-clop of horseshoes and clanking of swords signaled the passage of freshly...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?